An employee at the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has been placed on administrative leave in connection with a hangman's noose left in a co-worker's space. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Treasury officials are investigating the incident.
A U.S. Mint factory worker in Philadelphia is suspected of manipulating a large rope used for tying coin bags into a noose. Barry Nixon, the shop's union boss, says the white suspect left the noose in the workspace of an African-American worker.
I don't know if the intent was for him to see it or for everyone to see it or if it was a prank. Coming into work the next day, you know, a lot of employees were highly disturbed by what they had witnessed or were told about.
He said management at the factory on Independence Mall have planned mandatory meetings to discuss what happened, since many workers were rattled by the sighting.
I never worked at a job where I thought I would ever see something like this happen, especially not on federal government property.
Nixon said, though he doesn't know the exact motive of the suspect, he has noticed that the racial discord at the shop has worsened since the election of President Trump. Critics say the president's divisive and at times vitriolic remarks may be encouraging others to carry out acts of hate.
In America, it's taken a step back. It's like we're going backwards instead of forward with racial tension. It exists at the U.S. Mint.
A Treasury spokesman said the department has, quote, absolute zero tolerance for the reported misconduct, which was caught on camera. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has directed that the incident be handled swiftly and seriously. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.